Well, Fidel, first of all, Hampshire are in a great position here, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been a while we've been in this position. Hopefully we can, continue tomorrow and, get a good score on the board and, can come up firing, really get a chance to bowl.
Not in this position too often.
No, not for since the beginning, the first game of the season. It's a good position. It's a good feeling having been, losing a lot of games in the T20 comp and coming back, winning the last T20 competition. Last T20 game, and now doing so well in this game. I hope we can finish it off.
Yeah. Now you've got a lead of 364. That already seems a lot, but I guess you want a bit of a rest, so you want the batters to carry on for a while, don't you?
Yeah, I always need some rest, tomorrow the way, we can push on the score from here and hopefully we can get a lead of close to 500. That will put us in a more winning position than a losing position. So that's the main aim, to not lose the game.
I mean, worst case scenario, even if it's just over 400, do you think on that pitch is enough?
Yeah, it have to be enough. There's a game we have to win and we have to build confidence from this game. So once we can, get over the line here, it will do good for us in the coming future.
6 for 50 from you, Fidel. Did you know that's your best figures for Hampshire?
It is. Well, this is the first time knowing.
You didn't know that before?
No, I didn't.
Right. No. I mean, I think you got 6 for before, wasn't it? Six for eight or something, but it only just beat them. But, I mean, you bowled well there. You got the ball to move around a little bit.
Yeah, it's always fun bowling the the juke ball. And I always enjoy, especially playing here. I'm sure I always enjoy playing here. And once I get the ball to swing, I'm always in the game.
You did half the hard work last night, 3 for 9, and then a 3 more wickets today. You ran in well there, didn't you? I mean, you've stayed fit all season.
Yeah, I did a lot of work last year when I went back to Barbados. I did a lot of work, and I just wanted to play a whole season for Hampshire, and that was my aim this year. And hopefully, I could continue, with the physios and trainers. They've been helping me a lot, so I just wanted to stay fit for the rest of the game.
Sure. Now, you're 36 years old, Fidel. I know you don't want me to remind you, but I'm going to anyway. Listen, you've been great while you've been here. Is there a feeling, would you like to come back here next year? Because, I mean, you're by far and away the highest wicket-taker in the Championship for Hampshire this season.
Hampshire have been... They've been good to me. Being here, I've been always comfortable here. And, all the guys, it's like a family here. So I've always enjoyed playing here. But who knows, we see what the big boys say.
But, the prospect of coming back here at 37 years of age and bowling lots of overs in a county season, do you think you could still do that?
Yeah, once for me, it's been just once I'm still enjoying the game. I don't have a problem with it. I know I'm going to probably still bowl fast at 37. I don't think age matters. It's just I'm keeping fit and hopefully I can carry on till I fall in love with cricket. But till then, I'm going to just enjoy being here and enjoy doing what I do best.
Have they said anything to you yet about next year?
Not as yet, I guess they're probably into the end of the season, but who knows? Anything is possible.
Sure. You still love it, don't you? I mean, I can't keep my eyes off it when you're bowling. The celebrations and when you just miss the stumps or just miss the outside, you seem as though you're still bowling for the first time.
Yeah, it's funny, especially the supporters here. It's always good to give them something to cheer about, and they've been great throughout my time here. They're always supporting, and that's what they love. And if I could continue keeping a smile on their faces, that's all they want to do.
Sure. And you've been in this situation before with Hampshire, where Hampshire are near the bottom going into the final few games of the season. Can Hampshire do it again?
Well, I've been in this situation all the time, so once we can win this game, it hopefully can push us up the table, and who knows, we can even finish up high as 4-4 or something like that. So once we continue playing our best cricket and continue winning, we can go as far as possible.